Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Here we go. This is going to be it. This is the one, guys. Hope you got your sea legs on. It's going to be a fun show. Two last lands holding hands, not a man, understand. He's a daddy's son of Sam, and hey, I got a lot of pain. Dark words overheard, nipples whisper, burning bird in her, means to be good for a glide in the lake of fire.
Satan can hear us. On our way, I just like to give our praise today.
Hello.
Welcome aboard.
Welcome aboard. This is a first for Twitch. Never been done before. We are taking you on a cruise around the world. COVID, social distancing. Don't worry about that. Don't worry about that. We got this. Welcome aboard. I am your wonky admiral, Admiral Lee.
And I am the able seaman, Catherine.
Okie dokie. And you're all invited. 0203-286-6370. Thank you all for making the long journey to New York. It's the top of the town, so get friends up and the bottom is down. Is that a song?
It is now.
It is a song, isn't it? What song is that? New York, it's a wonderful town. The ups is ups and the bottom is down. Anyway, welcome.
There's something about New York. Whenever we come here, we start to get all Broadway, don't we?
McPaul. It's because the food is so big. McPaul, thank you for the sub. I saw another couple. Post Gator and Valentina. What a night. What a night. Now, this is really exciting. We are going on a cruise all around the world tonight. We've got some very exotic destinations lined up for you. But modern technology is amazing. You can still call us. The phones work. 0203-286. Didn't really do my hair very well today. 286-6370. Or you can Skype TLNA. It's open for business, baby. Let's wait for the first call before we go any further, shall we? I've really forgotten the cravat technique. I was going to watch a cravat, how to apply a cravat video.
Apply it. We're applying them now.
But I didn't.
It's fine. I mean,
can you sing Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy from Company B?
Well, hang on.
Before we do that, we have to go down to the bar, of course.
Come to the cabaret bar.
This is great. Never a cravat application. You're absolutely correct. And New York does have a white triangle in the corner. Yes, we keep that there. This has never been done before. And this has been an idea we've been working on for a long, long time. And, hey, Paul, I'm glad you got your birthday message.
We've had to have the council round to make sure, test this vessel for seaworthiness.
The Sea Council. Yeah. The Council of Sea. Mm. 0203-286-6370. I cannot stress enough. It is my home phone number.
Please respect the phone
please
number.
Please. Here's someone who called at 3:04. All right, let's have a listen to this.
Ian, have you tried knocking onto Talk Radio? And basically just saying, give me my job back. Because I'm missing you there. and I think it's about time you got the job back. Ridiculous. It's boring now. Don't listen to it anymore. Just call them up, say, all right, there was a mistake. It happens. You made a mistake firing me. I won't say told you so. I won't make fun of you. Let's just get back on. Love you, man. Stay strong.
It's not a bad idea.
That is how radio works.
That's not... I had not thought of that. 582, the last three digits of English or US pronunciation of buoy. Isn't it? When does the bingo start? That might start a little bit later on, but let's go up on deck, because we've got a lot to see and do this evening. So don't call during the daytime, please, and remind me that I've lost a very well paid, if not particularly well respected, job. Okay, please.
If you're going to do that, call between the hours of 8 and midnight. Weeknights.
Although we're going to take a couple of nights off. Friday and Monday. Maybe Tuesday. I don't know. Friday and Monday we're going to take off. So scrub those. Although I had an email today, right, from, I think it's legit. Other streamers will know about this. And I know this happens. But we quite often get emails that are obviously spam.
Yeah.
Hi, Stremmer. Would like... to play game for money, hear us, Discord Now Talk. But this one was written in English. So I got an email from a reputable company, and the email is definitely linked with that company. I need to do a little bit of digging around. And it said, we'd like to pay you $2,300 to play a game on your stream for 2 hours. And then if people download the game, which I think is free, you get bonuses. You get bonuses.
There must be a catch.
Well, I mean, let me go show you the email.
Although people do make money that way these days.
Yeah, yeah. Here we go. So this is the email. We're not going to say any names or what the company is yet or anything. But if I get 180 downloads, so it's $2,100 base guaranteed for a 2 hour stream. You've got to have some buttons and, you know, plug where they can get it from.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
180 downloads, $3,600. 295 downloads, just shy of $6,000. If I get 390 downloads, I get $7,800. So if everybody who's watching this now downloaded it, I'm not going to say not now, I'd get $7,800. Daytime stream. That's nuts, right? I'm probably not supposed to say that. I probably ruined the thing by saying the numbers. Gatford says other streams do that. I downloaded Raid for them. Gatford, could you uninstall Raid and maybe reinstall it on Tuesday? Don't do it yet. It's Raid. It's Raid. So don't download it yet. Don't download it yet.
What is this world we have entered into? What is it? Oh, hang on, we've got a phone call. Down to the comms room.
Down to the comms room. I've got to remember how to make the comms room work. Oh, which way is it to the comms room?
Down
to the... Oh, we're in the comms room. Oh, bugger. I might have buggered this up ever so slightly. Hang on. I might have forgotten to... we're going to go... We might have to go back to my house very briefly. We might have... Hang on. Let's go back to... Right, let's... Hang on a second. Everybody just cool out, all right? Everybody just... I knew there was one.
Everyone looked that way.
There was one, right? There was one. Let me go back to my house, because I think I left the oven on.
Yeah.
Oh, bollocks.
Is he the oven?
No. Hang on, Martin. We're coming soon. Coming soon to a place near you. It's this. Yeah, so it's Raid. Okay. So everyone, don't download it until next week, and we can make a lot of money. Jesus, one. I did so well. I actually sat down and did my goddamn homework. Hang on. Where's everyone's beef? No. No.
No.
Then I need to put that. There we go. No, hang on.
And we need to be there.
We got to be in it to win it. Welcome, Martin, to the comms room of our brand new ship.
Ahoy there, me hearty.
Ahoy there, Ian. Ahoy there, Cass. Thanks for having me on.
You're welcome. We're piping you on board, and Catherine will pipe you on board later on. It's included to all.
I'll pipe you off as well.
She signed up for the all-you-can-eat buffet.
Very kind. I look forward to it. I just wondered if you want to see my pussy.
Always.
Yes, please.
Oh, look at that.
Look at
baby.
That, you cutesy little pie.
Oh, she's a vicious some. Witch.
Shut up, man.
She's a vicious little bugger. I've got one of these. Have you got one of these?
Yeah, the lasers. Yeah.
She loves it. She goes absolutely berserk.
I can see she's going berserk. Look, she's gone nuts.
Well, of course, in true cat tradition, she has to make you out to be a liar.
Here we go. If you could point the camera so we could see the cat, that would be awesome. And not just your, hand. What the fudge?
I can't spin the camera around.
Otherwise,
I would. Oh, no, I turned it off. Back on. Yep. No, I can't spin the camera around.
There we go. Nice socks, by the way.
Excellent socks. What have you got on your socks there?
Oh, they're my Christmas specials. She goes, Buzz, that purple dot is vicious. She loves to... I've gone. She loves chasing the purple dots.
Well, it really is a thing, isn't it? It really is a thing.
Thanks for keeping me safe from those purple dots, darling. Thank you.
I've got the wrong. I pressed all. This is not going away. Everything's down the bottom. Remember, Ian, everything is down the bottom. Thank you, Martin. Anything else?
It's just good to see you an hour early. I like it.
Thank you.
I go to bed.
So that is nice excellent wallpaper. There. So, good news all round for everyone.
Everyone loves a pretty bird, right?
Okay, there we're going to cut you off now because you're being weird. 0203-286-6370 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. Can I just say, I did have a couple of people earlier on saying, Captain Sexy and all this. I just want to get this out, right? Mm. We had this idea before we'd ever heard of him. We raided him and the arrogant, selfish prick was not there. He decided to stop his stream. He has not apologised. We were taking 3,000 people to the Bell Ends channel.
The suspicion is he did it on purpose.
He's a tosspot. He's an arsehole. He's a loser. He's a two-bit streamer. He's a shitty streamer. And he doesn't respect his betters. So if anyone mentions him, time out. Mention him twice, you get banned. Simple as that. 0203-286-6370 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. If you're new here, what should they drop us?
You should drop us a follow.
Drop us a follow.
If you don't mind. And if you really like us, I mean, give us 5 minutes. If you really like us, please. Then maybe you could sub or something.
Please
that
do.
That would be awesome.
Please do. Why can't I see? Hang on a minute. I want to see. Why can't I see how many? What is going on? No. Why can't I see? Why can't I wake up with you? So you're there when I open my eyes. We are 116 followers away from 15,000.
It's tantalising, isn't it? Can almost taste that.
Almost taste it. So we're going to go around the world. I suggest that we say goodbye to New York.
Should we proceed?
We are having fun. So let's go. Let's go out on... I don't think...
Where is New York near? You've got the map.
I don't know if all of them saved in the thing. Hang on. Let me just see. What was that one? Okay. I think they did. Well, we're very near Venice.
Let's go.
Let's go to Venice.
Okay. Oh, nice.
Hello. Welcome to Venice. 0203-286-6370 is... Show starts at 8FFS. I keep missing the beginning. Krusty Juggler, these shows stay up on Twitch forever. I upload them to YouTube. And also, we don't really get going until about 15 minutes before closing time.
No.
So you're missing nothing. What was I talking about? The game. So yeah, it's Raid. So if you go and see another streamer playing Raid and you download it, don't download it. I'm going to do it next Tuesday, probably. I might do it. I won't do it Saturday because I've got the boys. Maybe I will. It's work, isn't it? Might do it Saturday. Anyway, so it's legit.
Sounds like it is. Or it's a very cunning ruse that is almost the same as what actually happens to proper streamers.
Yeah.
Watch your head.
I'm getting motion sick already.
I know, innit?
How have you been?
Fine.
We've not really spoken because we were travelling to the docks and...
I was very... I was rudely awoken this morning, screaming from downstairs, right? Mouse. There was a mouse in the house.
Okay.
And it had been brought in by the cat, of course, the cat who has never brought a mouse in to this
point.
Oh,
yes.
First one. We've seen her in the garden with one and we assumed it was someone else's.
Yep.
She was just holding it for a friend. It wasn't hers. And she didn't bring it in. We shut all the doors. We locked her out until she got rid of it. Anyway, so this time around, she brought it in. And she'd been seen out of the corner of the kid's eye. And then, isn't that nice?
Oh, there we go.
This does smell a bit in Venice.
Stinks as shit.
Mm, but
it's because of all the Spanish people that live here.
What?
It's the Spaniards, as we know, it is illegal. And this is fact. This is a fact. So please don't say I'm racist. It's illegal for Spaniards to use spray-on deodorant. The only deodorants they can get are the roll-ons, but they don't really work, so they don't really use them. And so that's why it stinks here in Spain, Venice, Spain.
But, yeah, so anyway, this mouse, it was seen out the corner of the eye.
What the...
Whoa, what's happening here?
You said... You
I thought I had.
All of it? I had to... That's it.
Do it again. Put it on a loop, man.
I've put it on a loop, but it turns out you've left loads of it.
Well, I used that particular... method of navigation that you recommended.
Well, you fucked it up.
Anyway.
You're supposed to get the beginning and the end.
I thought I had. Anyway, so so this thing had come in.
And let's go. We need to go to. We need to go to the comms room. Hello.
Hello now. Hello. Oh, hello. Are you
coming? Coming ashore? Because I will warn you, we are a bit flooded at the moment in Venice.
Yeah, I mean that does make things handy for us, but it's unfortunate for the environment and the people and the architecture and stuff, doesn't it?
I mean, you can see these ladies behind me who are standing still and not really going anywhere, that they're trying to evacuate with their bags. So
having fun, though.
They are.
They're having fun. They're having fun. And that is...
That's the main point.
That is the main
cruise,
point. I love a good flight. I found out last week, Jimbo, that opposite my house, there's a brook. I never knew about it. Literally, on the other side of a very narrow road, there's a because the road was flooded. So I phoned up Thames Water, and they came 3 hours later, and they said, did you report a leak? I said, yeah, out there. He said, where? I said, well, the road's flooded. He went, where? And I went out, and it wasn't. And I said, I'm so sorry. I'm really sorry. And they said, that's okay. We had fun. And then I mentioned it to David next door, and he said, oh, that's probably the brook. And I went out. There's a brook in the allotments opposite that apparently runs under my flipping house.
No one told you about that.
No one told me about the brook.
That might be handy though. I hope you've got all of your contingency plans in place.
Yeah.
I hope you've got you've done your safety drills, because with the way Catherine's looking, there's a real danger of setting the boat on fire.
Oi, I like it.
Excellent water wings. Excellent.
Apparently you're supposed to blow them up after you put them on, but...
You're supposed to put...
I'm not a contortionist, mate.
You're supposed to blow them up. Hey, Meg Sounds Like Egg is raiding with a party of 36.
What the hell are you thinking?
Give us a shout out. Can we get a shout out from Meg Sounds Like Egg?
Your banana's
gone
transparent. She
was singing earlier, apparently.
She is... Who TF is Ian Lee? Who TF is Ian Lee? I'm Ian Lee, Angie DB. I'm Ian Lee, Angie DB. Can we get a shout out from Meg? Thank you so much. Thank you. Meg is a great... Who TF is Ian Lee? ITF, I'm Ian Lee. And this is Catherine Boyle.
ITF.
And this guy is Jimbo, who's calling us.
From Venice.
From Venice. We're on a cruise, everybody. It's the first time this has ever happened.
Bello.
Ciao, Bellend. Any other news that you need to... Because we're going to go back up top.
No. Have a lovely cruise. Enjoy yourself. Stay safe.
Thank you. Thank you.
Easy on those cappuccinos.
Easy. I think we've lost our...
I think we've unblocked the loos from the last time we were here.
Hang on a minute. This is...
The loos go heavy on those
this
bad
gone
boys.
To, this has gone to... Hang on a minute. I reckon if I go there, that should work. There we go. Hello, raiders. Hello, Meg. How lovely to see you. We had a lovely raid. Oh, shit.
Careful with that, Nana.
This boat is tight. We had a lovely raid with Nick.
Is that the crew?
Hello! Ah, yes, here we go. We can go to our, what do they call
to
it?
To the comms room.
Who do they
to
call?
The bridge.
No, what do they call the person who's in charge of, like, the customers, the boat
purser.
People? The purser, yes.
Is that right?
Let's go.
Well, I was just going to be someone ready for the dinner, but...
Oh, do apologise.
Well, will you be dining at the captain's table in that attire?
Well, I was waiting to find out when it was, because I went up there, there was no one there. Empty tables, everything, and I'm quite hungry.
We have had a real problem with the food.
Yeah.
We have been let down. Is he in Lee of Celebrity Soup? What a weird reference to get, China Bonder.
It's that guy.
What guy?
No, it's that guy.
Oh, it's that guy. We've been let down really badly by the food, in as much as the food is not on the boat.
No.
We haven't got any food on the boat.
But
I might have to swim back.
No.
It's fine.
No.
We've shouted out for a Deliveroo, so he should be here in the next couple of days.
Mm. Also, I'm not averse to trying human flesh. And I'm sure we could find a couple of volunteers to sacrifice themselves that we could nosh down on.
Juicy specimen.
First time on a cruise, might as well try something else new as well, I suppose.
I reckon I could eat flesh. But I'm going to say something horrible, right? But that's the way it goes. Dom, thank you for the sub. You don't eat old sheep, do you? It's mutton. It's chewy. It's good for a curry. Good for boiling.
Oh, I see where this is going.
But it's chewy, right?
Yeah.
You don't eat sheep. You eat lamb.
Right.
So you wouldn't eat adults. You'd eat baby. Because people who have eaten meat, and we all know someone.
This sounds like the setup to a bad horror film. We're all on a cruise, and now we're eating children.
You've just been up to the dining room. There's no one there.
Let me just say.
Yeah.
Right. Let me just say. Right. Nothing. And this is an Ian Lee guarantee. Nothing is going to go wrong tonight. This is going to be a successful cruise.
It's going to be smooth.
Can I just say though, calling on Skype, being able to see the background is far less off-putting than it was with the with your puppet friends when it was just, very bizarre.
We didn't have the green screen. I don't know what you're talking about. What puppet friends?
What puppet friends? There were no puppets.
Of course, I must have been hallucinating.
Are you going to join us for the karaoke later on?
I'm not really a karaoke person. I'm full up on the buffet, have a few drinks, and then just sit in the corner kind of person.
Okay. Well, a miserable person.
I've walked out of parties because the buffet's not been good enough.
Okay.
But I think you have come on the right cruise if that's your style, because very much got minimal entertainment planned for the next 3 hours.
Yeah. Minimal. Very, very poor. Thank you, David. Maybe we'll see you later on.
Yeah, hopefully. I'll say I might have to swim out to Burger King or something, and I'll be
back. Well, good tug. Let us know if you get any food and where you get it from. 0203-0203-286-6370. If you're new here, drop us a follow. My name is Ian Lee. Celebrity Soup, that's a really odd reference, but well done. I did it. Mm. The strawberry guy from I'm a Celebrity. This is Catherine Boyle, an award-winning journalist and broadcaster and producer.
Once
what?
Once I was, now I'm just
in
this.
Royal David City. My favourite Christmas carol. Oh, I know what it is. What's your favourite Christmas carol?
Which one do I like?
I got a great one.
The proper. I quite like the Holly and the Ivy.
Oh, Nosh Much is just looking at me on Wikipedia. My favourite is because it rocks. Good King Wenceslas slides look down on the feast of Stephen. I'm back, dip back to the bar. Deep and crisp and even. I like deep and crisp and even because it makes me think of pizza.
Yes, how we like it.
That's what I think. 0203 286 6370 is the telephone number. Honestly, we haven't got much more than this until midnight.
Well, actually, we've got some overhanging conundrums from yesterday, haven't we?
Oh, well remembered. Yes, so yesterday was Tuesday Club. And by the way, I have got people, I've got a source, I'm not saying who, who can get me a place in Greece.
Oh, nice.
Series, excuse me.
I thought you meant an actual.
No, don't.
Okay.
Series 1 and 2 of the Armstrongs.
Yeah.
And probably a few other things. But he wouldn't, I said, that's great. Where do you get it from? He wouldn't tell me. Wouldn't.
You're better off not knowing.
Tell me. Where to get it from. So,
But is the sound on for these videos? Do you remember last time with the banging?
Yeah, it's the sound of Venice.
Okay.
Well, why would you not?
Exactly, why would you not?
I mean, we should be able to hear it as well. Here we go.
Beautiful.
It's the sound, yeah.
There's nothing. Oh, don't look at that. There's nothing more Venetian.
Hang on a minute. If I go, we just go to the comms room.
Yeah.
I thought it would reload. Okay.
I've never been to Venice before like this. I've always been with my mum and dad. I don't know what their setup is.
If you're new here, drop us a follow, please. We are 106 away from 15,000 follows. That would be great. This is the only phone-in show on Twitch. You can call us 0203 286-6370. We're not playing Desperate Housewives tonight.
No.
I suggest we play it tomorrow because I think I've got some people that can help me get it to work using your disc.
Nice.
We've also, tomorrow we want to turn the quiz on the quizzes. We've got some great fun quizzes, Gatford. And secondly, thirdly, tomorrow.
Watch your head. They're really happy, those gondoliers, aren't they?
Thirdly, I've been nominated for an online award for this show.
Have you?
Yes, I have.
Have you?
Yes, I have.
Gosh. Ooh.
And tomorrow, we're going to find out if I've won or not. And I've been keeping it quiet because I don't want to make a thing about it because it could be nothing.
Aye, aye, Captain.
Let's go to the comms room. Hang on a minute. Oh my God. What's going on in the engine room, Scotty?
All good, sir.
Okay.
Don't snip that.
Full steam ahead, sir.
Okay. Well, I get to call full steam ahead, but that's my job. So please don't do that, Brian. It is Brian, isn't it?
Of course, it's Brian.
Yes, sir. Yes.
I don't tend to talk to the ones below deck very often.
Yes. Sorry, sir.
What's the latest on the? I know we had some engine issues as we left New York. What's the latest, Brian?
Yeah, I'm afraid there was a spanner in the works, sir, but I've removed the spanner now.
Excellent.
And the cogs are all working fine.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. Thank you so much.
Very good.
Absolutely fine, sir.
But so we're all good to go if we need to, Brian.
Yes, indeed. When we go to the next destination, it'll be absolutely fine. I'm just going to get rid of the spanner.
Okay, Brian, thank you. Thank you very much, Brian. And thank you for putting on...
They're getting posh in the engine room, aren't
getting
they?
Getting very posh. They're getting very posh.
I do like Venice, but like you say, it stinks, doesn't it?
It does stink a bit.
True story, I've been to Venice, right, a couple of times. And once, me and my sister still talk about this, we saw an actual poo floating that way. In the Grand Canal.
Raymond says, she can he take it, Captain? She's gonna blow. We will not. Please, no. No, it's my best mate.
No, he's talking about the engine room.
Oh, you're gonna blow Brian in the engine room. In that case, it's fine. 0203. You know what? I'm bored of Venice. I think he said we can do full steam ahead. Should we?
Let's do it. And then we'll wait for the next person.
Full steam ahead! There we go.
Beautiful.
Now we're cruising.
Have we got the engine on, or is that you?
We might be able to hear the engine here. I think we can hear the engine here. There we go. You can hear the sea.
Nice.
That's the sea.
Loud, isn't it?
0203 28. What?
If you would like to ask permission to come aboard, please do give us a call on the following number.
0203 286 6370. And can I just say, we've changed our URL. So if you are watching this on twitch.tv/IanLee, you're watching it, but you can't interact with it. Can't interact with it. You have to come to our new login, which is twitch.tv/TLNA. Twitch.tv/TLNA. Amnesiablo, tell us more about the vertical shite, please. Oh, the vertical
what
shite.
What more is there to tell? I don't know what was in there.
Why am I being picked up on my technical issues? What are you saying?
I can only think it's something to do with a largely pasta diet.
Good evening.
With lack of fibre or
good
something. Evening, but normally, I mean, that way, but that it was this way. I mean, we were surprised too, which is why we're still talking about it some 15 years later. Whoop-a!
Here we go. So your cat had a mouse.
Yes.
Today.
She brought it in. She was seen batting it.
Can we time out Arcand, please? No talk about Captain Sexy. Thank you.
She was seen batting it back and forth, and one of the kids went, "What's she got there?" And then the thing ran underneath the sofa. Mayhem. This is the point at which I woke up. Oh, and I was all groggy, and I fell over a little bit, you know.
She
because,
was drunk.
Well, I'd not been in bed very long, comparatively. Where are we now?
Hang on a minute.
I can't hear you. Oh my God.
Can he hear us?
I don't know what I'm seeing. I do not know what I'm seeing.
What is that? Is that some sort of robotics workshop? I didn't know we had one of those on board.
This is what we do actually have. I didn't tell you. This is an evil cruise.
Oh.
So we have a scientist working in the laboratory.
Dressed as a burglar.
Dressed as a burglar. And he's building, if you look here, he's building like a sort of Iron Man robot suit.
Yeah.
He's got a bomb there.
There's a big gripper.
That's like a death ray helmet. And that's part of what we're hoping is going to become a time machine.
So what I'm going to do...
Okay, take over the world.
...is I'll ring you back once I've sorted out a few... But my name is Master Bates from the cleaning crew.
Okay, Master Bates, thank you.
That's the cleaning cupboard.
Okay, this is the greatest thing I've ever seen in my life. Let's just keep him on. This is the best.
What is that stripy thing at the back? Oh, hello.
Alistair's made some great calls. Oh, you can hear us on the Twitch.
Busted.
Alistair has made some great calls. Up until now, the favourite call is when he called up to say he was sober for several months.
Yeah.
But this is even better than him telling us about his sobriety. Is he going to hang up or?
Is he going to realise he's still on? Yeah. Alistair.
Let's go up deck.
Let's go up top. This is turning out to be the cruise of a lifetime.
0203 286 6370. We're going to play some adverts. We play 6 minutes of adverts a day. If you are a sub, you won't see the adverts. Simple as. We'll explain about subbing in a bit for those people that are gone. 0203 286 6370. Thank you. Thank you, Master Bates. That was wonderful.
So, yeah, this mouse ran underneath the sofa and I called for someone to lift the sofa. I channeled you because I've seen you do this. Bowl.
Just got to go for it.
So I've got this lid.
I used to pick up mice until one of them bit me and was hanging off my finger. And I went, I'm shaking it. Get the fuck off.
This one was a fast mover. So anyway, lifted the sofa. Wasn't there. Put the sofa back down again. Cat's still sniffing around. Oh, hang on a minute. My slipper. Shook my slipper. Out it ran. So there's me and the cat herded this thing into one corner of the room. It went under a blanket. Whipped the blanket up. Boom. The bowl is on.
I could count.
The lid is slid underneath. We took a picture. We all took a picture.
We all take a picture.
My youngest was still upstairs. She's not coming down until that thing is out of the house. It's tiny.
Thank you. Yes, we can for those 5 seconds.
It's a baby one. I took it out. I showed it out. Made sure it was safe. It ran off on its way. Not a scratch on it that I could see.
Yeah.
That was our first mouse. And one, I got maximum mum points for being the brave one in the house with the kids. And two, so proud of my cat. She's doing what cats do, but she didn't kill it.
You know mice are incapable of running across a floor.
What are you saying to me? It ran.
It wouldn't have run across a floor.
What is... You mean in a straight line?
No.
They're like bishops.
They can only go around the edges of rooms. They can't run across a floor.
Oh.
Did it run across the floor or did it run around the edge?
It did a kind of semicircle.
Right. They can't run across.
Why? Too open?
Too open. That's why they always... Joe says, I've seen mice run across the floor. You live in a shithole. You don't. You live in a really
a mouse.
Nice, actually.
It was a mini robot.
That was a rat. Probably a rat. Let's go down to the comms room. See what's going on. They can't.
Back to the cleaning cupboard, is it? Oh.
Hello.
Can you hear us?
I can now, Tiz.
Okay. This is our ghost. This is our ghost evil scientist.
What is that stripy thing at the back?
Hi. But it's a bit rough, this bloody sea.
It's not great, is it?
I've puked 3 times.
So and you're far. Telling us this for what reason?
Because I'm in character.
Yeah, well, I'm in character. And as the Admiral, and what is your role? Bette Midler.
Yeah.
As the Admiral and Bette Midler, we don't want to know about you puking up on our ship.
I'm trying to develop my acting parlance.
But hang on a minute. I'm acting now. I'm not really angry. I'm acting angry.
It's really good.
Tell him, Bet.
I'm not being Bet. I'm being a sailor.
Well, what's your... I don't really know.
Salem.
I saw her poop deck earlier. You should lock the bathroom.
Alistair's face then.
He's disgusted by it.
He did that face.
Knockers are better.
Can you tell him, please?
About what?
That I'm acting. I'm not really angry.
He's just acting, Alistair. You'll get used
right,
to it.
Right, Ian, you look, you know, like the Admiral of the Fleet, the captain, definitely the captain of the ship.
Thank you.
Tonight.
Thank you.
Catherine, you look radiant.
Oh, thanks, Alistair.
You could be the figurehead at the front of the ship.
Yeah.
What is that all about? Bring them luck, safety, good luck, yeah. Something to toss off to.
Boom.
I read, I wonder if I haven't got my phone on me, otherwise I forgot my phone.
There's no point getting using the phone in the middle of the sea. You've got no signal, mate.
David Turner is in. Okay, so just remind us, Alistair, you're in the evil science lab, but you're actually one of the cleaners and you're a ghost at Master Bates.
Yeah, well, it's...
And you puke.
I've got limited... I haven't got any download of backgrounds. It was one provided by the damn...
So now you're not acting?
Look,
or are you acting?
I'm going to be truthful now. I'm going to take the hat off.
It's Alistair!
What the... How did he do that? What just happened? Hang on a minute. Are you telling me you're not really in a cartoon world populated by robot suits?
Actually, it looks pretty good, that background, doesn't it?
It does. Looks brilliant.
We were fooled, Alistair.
Yeah, provided by Skype Corp. Very good.
Oh, I'm proud of them, Skype Corp. Can you let us know when you're acting and when you're not? Because I am, you're so good,
I'm confused. I'll tell you about my day, which has been horrendous until...
Uh-oh. Did you puke up three times?
No,
it could have been worse.
I didn't do a stream this morning because I was that fed up and down.
Good. I'm not saying good you were fed up. I'm saying good that you realise you don't have to do a stream. Us as human beings, other people I know, often feel obliged to do a stream when we don't feel like it. So well done for not.
But I was lifted. I went.
Jim says Alistair's literally driving a submarine through the fourth wall. Go on, sorry.
I found a little Zoom meeting, AA meeting. I got it from, because I'm a member of an AA Facebook group, a local group in the US. So I dialed into this, and there was only three of us there.
Yeah.
And it was a great opportunity to talk more at length about kind of my story and everything.
Yeah.
And afterwards, I felt a bit better, really. And I didn't know whether I was going to do this tonight, but I thought, look, why not have a laugh and cheer yourself up, you miserable bugger? I thought.
And is it working?
Still feel a bit anxious, but generally, yeah.
If you ever do a chair at a Zoom meeting and you feel up to it, I'd love to come in and listen.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, of course, the ones that I go to are already well established. I go to a marathon meeting, which is 24-hour marathon meeting, which is international and stuff.
Done that. It's good. It's on all the time. You can just drop in any moment and drop out again.
Yeah.
I went to a face-to-face meeting today. I was feeling shitty today.
Oh, well
and,
done.
And I went to a face-to-face, a new one that I hadn't been to before. And it was nice. I think there were 11 people there and we all got to share and it was lovely. But I'm not feeling great. So I've said to Catherine, I'd really like it if we could take Friday and Monday off. Maybe Tuesday, but definitely Friday and Monday. I got the boys on Friday, and it's always hard doing the show with them. And Monday, I just like a night. I might go to a meeting, or I might do a meeting in the morning and just stay at home. I just a little bit of self-care, really, is what it's all about. And this is one of the things that we kind of established after my last little use up, was that if at any point this gets too much, or, you know, we can take some nights off, and that's cool. That's cool. We can look after ourselves.
I took the decision not to go to the physical meetings, even though obviously they're running, because of my overweight and the diabetes.
Yeah, you've got to be sensible.
I felt I was more vulnerable, you know, if the virus is out there, and I think I might be vulnerable if I catch it. So
I have been to 4 different venues for physical meetings. 3 of them have been handled excellently. You go in, everyone's wearing masks, you have to sign, and it's another weird thing that's kind of anti the ethos of AA, but you go in, you sign in, and you put your number down so they can test, track and trace, and you wear masks, and it's all really distanced. Seats are like about 3 meters away from each other, and numbers are limited. But then I went to one, it was a really popular one, and the main room was full. So we got sent upstairs to like a sort of secondary meeting, and it was a great meeting, but it wasn't particularly COVID safe. But most of them, so that means 75% of the venue, of the very small sample I've been to, have been spot on in terms of the safety and stuff. But yeah, you're right, you're right. As long as it doesn't affect your sobriety as it did mine, then you're right to stay at home and be sensible.
Yeah, I mean, I do miss the face-to-face, but you know, and I think that's what is getting me down more, not getting out as much and seeing people. But you know, that's for everybody. Everyone's got that. So you know.
Can I make a shit prediction just to kill the vibe for a little bit?
Go on.
They're going to fuck up the second doses. This is my prediction today, and it just, because I thought, oh, you know, it's all been such a shit show. It's all been handled so badly, but thank God for the vaccines. And some, you know, I heard someone saying that the second, you know, instead of doing it whenever it's supposed to be, like a month after, they're doing it 3 months after. Someone said it's a bit of a punt, but the scientists are generally of the idea it will work. Mm-hmm. It will work. But have you noticed there's some delays about getting vaccines into other places now?
Mm.
And I'm just thinking, they're going to fuck the second dose up. I hope they don't. I really hope they don't. I really hope they get this right and we can come out and say, well, they got one thing right. I just, you know, that's my prediction. That is my prediction.
Mm.
Well, the record's not been good, has it, so far?
No. Anyway, listen, Master Bates, you need to get back to work, okay? And we've got a lot of work to do ourselves.
Yeah, well, you know, try and steer the ship properly, not so like that, please.
Hey, I tell you, I'll steer it like that. Get stuffed, you. Get stuffed. What a jerk off.
Everyone's a critic.
0203 286 6370, is that the number? I can't remember.
It can be tonight, yeah.
We don't really talk about the world issues too much, but you know, it's
I'm glad we're on this ship, to be honest. I needed a break. Yeah.
Well, this ship is COVID free.
Yeah.
And you are free to mingle as much as you want.
You can wash your hands, not wash your hands. It's up to you.
It's up to you.
Do what you like. It's a free-for-all tonight, isn't it?
Yes. Here we go. This is the captain of your ship.
To the comms room.
We're in the... Oh, let's go to the comms room. Hello? Hello?
Hello.
Bloody hell.
This is chilling, isn't it?
Can you see me?
Oh, Jesus, my God! My God! We're being attacked by a pirate of no specific gender.
It's menacing, isn't
it? That is, and please, some people don't know us will think this is a racist comment. It isn't. But that is what I believe they call brown noise. It's that it's so low.
It makes you evacuate your bowels.
It stimulates the anus and it forces out any fecal matter that's in the gut. That's what that is.
Wow. It be.
What do you want, Captain Paul, you scum, you dog, you filthy bastard of the sea?
I called to put the terrors up, yeah, I did.
Oh, I had those last night, thanks. Are you all right?
I'm all right. Listen, Captain Paul, we've crossed paths many, many times, and I know you're jealous that I rescued your wife, one of your wives, Catherine, but Purser? No, not Purser. What are you? First mate?
Yeah, go on.
Is that a thing or is that patronising?
Yeah,
I want you to be a good thing.
Doesn't matter about this on the ship. You can do
You can be the captain. I'm the admiral.
All right.
I promoted her, one of your wives, to Captain Boyle. And I know you're jealous. You're never going to get her back.
I'm coming for her, I am.
What an absolute scumbag.
You scurvy dog.
I had my orange juice this morning. I'm fine.
Could you say in that voice... I'll have a cup of tea and a slice of cake, please, Aunt Sally.
I'll have a cup. I'll have a cup of tea and a what was it?
Slice of cake, please, Aunt Sally.
And a slice of cake, Aunt Sally.
It's Dirty Wurzel.
He's got his pirate head on.
Get out of it. I never want to see you again. You're a piece of trash. You're scum. Leave us alone. Leave us be.
You can see now why he's my ex, can't you?
Yeah, he's an,
be
a
putting up with that all the time.
Horrible,
God.
Horrible, horrible, horrible.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
We love it when you lot get involved. So I wish you would, instead of all these people that are on board the ship or circling the ship that be getting involved. I'd like it if some of you got involved.
No one's asked permission to come aboard yet. I think it's very poor form.
Luckily we're in the comms room because we're getting a lot of comms action.
Excellent.
I wonder who we've got.
Who's coming up the gangplank now?
The gangbang.
Hello.
Hello there, caller. Who is this, please?
This is Pete. I just wanted to say, you guys are on the poop deck. I'm on the tape deck.
Oh.
Because that's the thing.
Yeah.
I do the what's on the tape thing.
Yeah, so. But that wouldn't be a tape deck. That would be a VCR. Tape deck's audio.
Tape deck's a thing, though.
Yeah, for audio, yeah.
Yeah, you need a pencil.
Well, I mean, yeah, technically.
Oh. Well, not technically. I mean, literally.
Yeah, but... I'm sure you can call a VCR player a tape deck.
You can't. You can't, mate. You can't. It's a VCR, video cassette recorder. Video. You can call it a video if you want. That's what we used to call it here. But no, you. If you call it a tape deck, if you said, "Oh, Ian, come round, and we're going to use my tape deck, bring some tapes," I would bring cassettes.
Yeah, but you're not actually on the poop deck. You're in your house.
No, we're not. We're in the comms.
In comms, can't you see us?
And I'm on the tape deck.
You're on the twat deck and the band deck. 0203 286 6370 is the
Stormy Seas Captain.
Sorry?
Admiral.
What? Is that your name?
Yes, I'm Stormy Seas.
I wrote an email the other day. It was full of foul language. You could say it was full of stormy seas.
Oh, well done.
Oh, Hazy, thank you. Tape dick. Right, look, we've got another call.
Oh, God, relentless.
Oh, dear. Do ba ba dim ba boo de ba, yeah, yeah.
Oh, hold on.
Hold on. Here we go.
Holding on.
You join me here in the comms room of the entertainment.
Does he mean like by the mixing desk?
Yeah.
Can you not see I'm by the mixing desk?
The entertainment crew are a bit strange.
Well, they're all marijuana addicts.
Yeah, they are. They've been on the ship too long.
Unfortunately, make it any better because I've only got Skype for iPad.
That's okay. How are you doing, not-so-able-bodied Gatford?
Yeah, I'm finding my sea legs. No problem.
Not all of your sea feet, unfortunately, or toes. Yeah.
Is it all right, Captain and Lady, if I come aboard?
Permission to come aboard granted.
Excellent. Will you sing Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy later with me?
We'll sing it with you now, mate. You start, and we'll pick up as soon as we know where we are.
He's a Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy from Company. I don't know the rest of the words. I'll look them up and try again later.
Don't bother.
No, okay, bye.
Bye. Let's go. I need some fresh air.
Honestly, the entertainment around here is going downhill.
Jeez.
And then the company jumps when he plays Reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy from Company B. It goes like that.
Now, one of these wasn't.
I could come.
Okie dokie. Hey, boy, I did. Thank you very much.
Plotting the course now, Admiral.
Here we go. We need to go to the comms so we can speak. Oh, Jesus, where is it? We need to go to the comms so we can speak to the engine. Engine Brian. Engine Brian, what's the latest?
I've heard about Alistair. Alistair's been puking several times. So yes. I'm fitting a streamliner circuit.
You've got the Dreamliner Streamliner?
Yes.
Why the bloody hell wasn't that fitted before we left New York City?
I'm sorry. You know what it's like at the post at the moment with lockdowns and all that, you know?
How is your father, by the way, Brian? Jacob Rees-Mogg? How is he these days?
Second removed.
Second removed.
Yes,
second removed.
He had his brain removed at some stage as well.
So get the Dreamliner installed,
so
man.
The circuitry so that Alistair can have a smoother ride, because I know that Alistair likes a smooth ride.
I like a rough ride. Alistair likes a smooth ride.
I should let you carry on now. Thank you.
As you were.
Good day. I do think we shouldn't have press ganged people.
They think they work here.
We shouldn't have press ganged people at the local school for idiots.
No. That is looking very dapper, sir.
The same one I wore on Masterminder.
Minder.
Masterminder. 0203-286-6370 is the telephone number. This is our job.
Yeah, I mean.
It's sad. I was on I'm a Celebrity, had 15 million viewers, 11 o'clock show, launched the careers of Ricky Gervais and Sacha Baron Cohen. We won awards for saving people's lives and being the best speech broadcasting team on British radio.
I was at university for 5 years.
And now we are on stream in front of 628 people begging you to sub while we're on a boat.
We are on a boat.
We're on a boat. Mm. This is our job. We beg of you, please sub. If you've got Amazon Prime, go to gaming.amazon.com and you can link your Amazon Prime with your Twitch. You know all this, right? Mm. You know all of this. Burley, thank you for the 645 bits. Wow, thank you. You know all this. You gifted the sub. Thank you. Gaming.amazon.com. Link your Prime with your Twitch. You can then subscribe to us for free. We get some money. You get the joy of knowing you're supporting us. Doesn't cost you a penny. If you haven't got Prime, there are three tiers that you can subscribe. If you go to your little chat box, there's a little, there'll be a button somewhere that says subscribe. Actually, it's to the left on your screens. And click on that. There's a tier 1, a tier 2, a tier 3. Mm-hmm. And
what do you get for tier three?
Tier three, you get invited to an exclusive, not broadcast, not streamed, not recorded anymore,
private
production meeting with me, Catherine, and the mods. And there's not many people. There's about 16, 17 people come, and it's fun.
Very exclusive.
It's fun. Mm. Thank you, Alistair, for the gifted sub. By the way, if you are an Amazon Prime subscriber, it doesn't auto-renew. So you have to kind of do it yourself. So if you've done it, just have a little check. Make sure your Amazon Prime is still subbed up, because it might have finished and you don't know. You don't get a thing saying, oh, your subscription has finished. You've got to kind of check it out
yeah.
and stuff. If you're new here, as some of you are, If you're new here, as some of you are, this is what the show is.
Hi, Ian Lee here. I'm half of the Late Night Alternative with Catherine Boyle, and it's me. And I want to tell you what we've got coming up this week. On Mondays, it's SOS, Shonky Old Shows, where we show old shows on, Tuesday, it's Tuesday Car. Come in. Oh, Wednesdays, we don't play Cluedo, we play
Going for Gold.
It's not Cluedo.
Oh, God.
I don't remember what Thursdays are. And Fridays? Well, that's Judgment Day. Judge Boyle. So make sure you look smart. That's weekday nights from 9 p.m. on twitch.tv/IanLee, the Late Night Alternative, with me, Ian Lee, and Catherine Boyle. That's her there.
She's older than that now.
Okie dokie.
It's true, I am older than that, but only a little bit.
We're on a cruise, never been done before on Twitch, first ever online cruise, and you are all invited if you want to give us a call. About anything, by the way, does it say 9 p.m. on that trailer? Okay, I'll refilm the whole
thing.
It's
not the only inaccuracy on
there, is it? 0203-286-6370 is the phone number. If you want to give us a call, you'd be very welcome. You can Skype, TLNA. Hey, that was some raid last night. They're coming on the show next week.
Oh, I loved them. I loved them so much. This charming couple.
Wonderful.
She had a squeeze box.
Electric squeeze box.
Yeah. And he had a beautiful mandolin. And we thought, these look like interesting people. Little did we know. My God. It was only the woman that kind of designed Boba Fett.
Or is it Boba or Boba?
Boba.
I don't. Okay.
Boba?
Boba Fett.
Boba?
Yeah, they're going to be on next week.
Yeah.
So that's going to be a lot of fun. We've got Luke Haynes is coming on at some point. And yeah, we've been able to fit the ship down the canal.
It's a magic ship. Someone asked in the chat earlier on what the ship was called. HMS Big Boy, isn't it?
That's it. Stroking Big Boy today. It's not a name for my penis. It's a name for a cat.
I had a stroke as well. And that was a first for me.
My penis.
No.
Now we get, listen, now it's interesting because now we're at 9 o'clock, right? And now we get to the point where the numbers should go up.
Uh-huh.
And because I've changed the URL to twitch.tv from twitch.ianlee. If you're watching.
To TLNA.
TLNA, yeah, sorry. If you're watching on twitch.ianlee, you're in the wrong place. Just take out the last bit and replace it with TLNA. Twitch.tv, TLNA. Twitch.tv, TLNA. I've been thinking this is a great idea for ages. And then when we did it last night and the numbers were down, I've been thinking, this is the worst idea for ages. That's what I've been thinking. Oh, we need to go to the comms.
Off we go. Oh, blimey.
I'm not ready. I'm sorry. Don't come to me yet.
Okay.
What? Oh, my God.
TOS?
I've got my, I've lost my sunglasses. Oh, here I am. I'm sitting on them. Need my shades on.
It's Lorna.
Lorna, yeah. I've just come from the bar. I've been up on the deck having a bit of a suntan. And
one of our VIPs. How lovely
she's
to see
a repeat
you.
Customer.
Travelling first class.
Cocktails.
And what, lovely. Lorna, if I may, it's always wonderful that you bring a different 21-year-old toned, bronzed nephew with you on every trip. That very really kind. Is very generous of you, yes.
Well, you know, they do enjoy spending time, special time with their aunties. As
it's
odd
like. That so few members of your family speak English, but it's wonderful to see you looking after young men. But like
they don't
that.
Have cruises like this in Brazil.
Oh.
To be honest, it did start off as an exchange student kind of thing, and then I did get made redundant, shall we say, from that job for personal reasons. But
okay.
My students like to keep in touch, so.
So, Lorna, how are you enjoying the cruise so far? We've been from New York to Venice in Spain, and now we're cruising through the canals of Ricky.
Canals of Ricky? Where's Ricky?
Rickmansworth, just north of London.
Oh, right, okay, yeah.
Part of the Grand Union Canal Network.
Beautiful. One of the most picturesque canals there are, apart from the one in Venice, which was also nice. But
yes,
smaller.
Yes.
Are we going to cruising up to Birmingham in my neck of the woods?
I once went for a lovely walk along the canals of Birmingham, and I found this. I found it. Like, it was that great.
You discovered it, did you?
There was this wall, like this big wall along the side of the canal, but there was a big hole in it. And I climbed through the hole in this wall, and inside was this massive, like snow land, and a woman with Turkish delight. No, inside there was this massive, abandoned.
Get that down, Yolanda.
Factory. Do you know it?
An abandoned factory.
Yeah.
Abandoned factory. No, it's probably just having a smoke break, to be fair.
Okay, that could be it.
Maybe someone left the door open and you wandered in.
Lorna, we're
used to seeing industry.
It was abandoned. Oh. We're not having much luck in getting people to sign up for the karaoke, and I just wondered.
Up for it?
Right. My karaoke. I love karaoke. I think I sound wonderful.
Yeah.
But I don't. I can't hold a tune at all.
So is that yes?
That's why I've had a couple of these. No, this is the first one I'm having. I might have a couple and then I might be up for it a bit later.
Well, you all give right. us a call a little bit later on and we'd love to get you maybe Ireland in the stream or something.
Okay.
Bye-bye, Lorna. You enjoy it. It's lovely weather out there.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Bottoms up. Bottoms very much up there.
Why was I thinking of islands then? I don't know. Right. 0203-286-6370 is the telephone number if you want to give us
peaceful.
A call. If you want to call in for the karaoke, we don't actually have any karaoke music, but you'd be very welcome to. Hey, you're probably wondering, if you're on the app, the TLNA name change thing sorts itself out. Yeah, you haven't got to do anything different if you were subscribed or following twitch.tv/IanLee. It's the same channel, just a different name. So you're already following... You're already subbed. But just check just to make sure. But you won't have to pay like to sub again. You know, it's the same channel. So that money is there. We can afford to do this because we have tricked some stupid companies into sponsoring.
No, they've made a very astute business decision.
You do this bit. I don't.
Some companies have made a very astute business decision entrusting us with their message.
We tricked them and lied to them.
No, we didn't. We didn't. We're expert communicators.
I'm going to turn my microphone off because I don't think.
I think you should. We're expert communicators and leaders in our field. It's a small field, admittedly, but we are leading in it. So we've got sponsors. Can we tell you about them? Shall we tell you about them? Would you like to hear about them?
We'll tell them, but we won't be showing the company's names.
No.
Because you can't just show them in the middle of the air like that. That would be crazy.
That would be absolutely insane.
Yeah.
So what have we got? 34sp.com. Brilliant. Right, it's 34sp.com. They are brilliant web hosters. They've got a fantastic deal at the moment. If you're thinking about starting your own website up and you were a bit intimidated by it, this is the time for you. You can get a UK domain for just £1 with 34sp.com. And if you do that as soon as possible, we'd appreciate it because we like them.
Oh, Matty, you forgot the exclamation mark. Oh, you just typed in the word sponsor. Oh, and it's coming up to Mod of the Month awards. Oh, Matty.
Unfortunate. This space might remain vacant.
Matty.
We should put them there, shouldn't we, employer of the...
Yeah, we should do, actually.
Anyway, so 34sp.com, they're going to be doing the offer of a UK domain for 2,000 and... 21 people. So be one of those people. Yay. sponsors.
Abbeycare.co.uk. If you are struggling with drug addiction, alcohol issues, sex, drugs, shopping, gambling, food, all of those things that could be considered an addiction, abbeycare.co.uk can help. It's a treatment recovery centre. They've got a branch in Gloucester. I went and stayed there. My name's Ian and I'm an addict. They've also got one in Glasgow. They're moving to new premises, which sound very swish. As soon as we can, we'll get some pics. I want some pics of the new place. Ollie, I can tell you now, it's not your month. And we couldn't really do that because other people, it would be a joke. But then you know that the one of the mods, not anyone in particular, please don't think of it, but we'll be having a bad month.
Yeah.
And they go, oh, to cap it all, I didn't. And I think it's a great idea. I think it'd be funny. But I'm also aware that sometimes that stuff can be, we'd all be shouting muffin. So, abbeycare.co.uk. If you mention that you heard about them here on the Late Night Alternative, you get 25% off.
Yes, that's true. GELaw.co.uk, family law. With a difference, the difference being that they will not stretch things out to create more animosity than is necessary or to make more money out of you. If you give them a call, gelaw.co.uk, you will find that they are people who are thinking about your family in terms of what happens next rather than what happens now. They're not going to stir it up between you and your ex and create further resentment, because at the end of the day you're going to be mum and dad still, and you need to be able to take that family on. Yeah, different directions, but you're still going to be parents. And so they want to make sure that the whole family gets through the divorce as smoothly as possible.
And finally, Poseidon Safety. Why are there words there? Okay, Poseidon, we're going through the lock. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, old lady.
Ahoy.
Ahoy there. Ahoy, ahoy. So how has the show been so far? It's been missing you, Dally Ho.
We've just been warming up waiting for you.
Poseidon Safety, it's our last week working with them. They've been with us from pretty much the start. It's a Devon and Cornwall security company. Well, why would I need those? Because Devon and Cornwall is like the Wild West out there. It's like the wild goddamn West out there. You know what I'm saying? And go and have a look at Poseidon Safe on Twitter. They is good people. We have to break these adverts. We have to go to the comms room. There we go. And we're going to, very excitingly, we're going to now get a little bit of entertainment from our onboard entertainment.
Musician.
This guy was in the X Factor. Okay. Now, when I say he was in the X Factor, what I mean was
he was married to Amanda Holden.
He does look like Les Dennis.
Les Dennis, yes.
He once watched 3 minutes of an X Factor program and went, I could do that. That's as far as it got. But you know what? That's all you need sometimes. That's all you need. Please welcome
Mr. Showbiz
Floydie. Good evening, Floydie.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Here's the first installment of your evening's musical entertainment.
Thank you, Floydie.
Baby, when I met you, there was peace unknown. I set out to get you with a fine tooth comb. I was soft inside, there was something going on. Did you do something to me that I can't explain?
The infamous page turn in that song.
You got no one and you did walk in the night. Slowly to the side. But that won't happen to us and we got no doubt. You're deep in love and we got no way out. And the message is clear. This could be the year for the
or will you cry? Ah, oh, shit. Oh, there we go.
No, it was going so brilliantly. And it was made even better. I would love it if there was a recording of Dolly and Kenny going, ah, shit.
I'm sure they did.
Bloody Bee Gees have buggered this song up. Lovely stuff, Floydie. We'll get some more later on.
Happy sailing, me hearties.
What a talent.
Yeah.
What a talent. It's good to see him. We've not seen him for a while. We've heard him.
I like him very much.
We've not seen him for a while. 0203 286 6370 is the telephone number. Listen, so next week, some ads, right? We're doing a VPN, Surfshark VPN. You use the code TLNA. Just wait until next week, right? In fact, actually, let me put the link in. Let's put the link in now.
Let's see what happens.
And see what happens. You can go for this if you want, but they're not really advertising with us till next week. But if we sell 60 of these, right,
so getting a head start,
we get quite a lot of money. We get quite an unusually large amount of money for us, right? We get quite a lot of money for us. So I'm going to put in this link here. This is for a Surfshark VPN. You get 83% off, 3 months free trial, right? Maybe you fancy one. And if you're thinking of getting the game Raid, wait until next Tuesday, because I'm doing a stream on it. Big bucks. I thought it was a scam. Someone said, well, do you want to come and plug this? Can we plug this game and we'll pay you? Okay.
Yeah.
I'm a proper streamer.
Turns out. Hey.
The name is now TLNA, not TNLA. TLNA. Thank you.
Yeah. So, life can be tricky. And to navigate those choppy waters, sometimes it takes the voice of a child.
Oh, but at last, 25 hours late.
We forgot to do two more. We had two problems there, and there are some pained souls waiting for the answer to their question.
Oh, hang on a minute. Lonely God 182. He found a McDonald's on an oil rig.
What?
And it's all gone. Could you get us... why don't they do those hash browns all
day? I was just thinking I could do a McMuffin.
The hash browns. I took the boys from McDonald's drive-through breakfast the other day. It was the day we bought the snake, actually. That was my way of getting them out of the house. And I said, get the hash browns. You're going to love the hash browns. I don't think I'd like it.
It's like a big flat chip.
When I used to drink, the only thing that I came close to finding that would help for a hangover was two hash browns and a large Coke. It's the salt, the sugar, the liquid. Well, it's semen, basically. But, yes, sorry to talk about semen. And then so let's have a little pause.
Forget.
What were you saying?
Problems. Aren't they bad? No, they're actually quite fun. I've been putting some of your queries to my 9-year-old daughter, who is unhinged. That isn't her name. She's got a proper name.
She's actually... It's weird. It's weird being in a company.
Here's another one.
James Hawks. My wife's favourite Pokemon is Eevee because it is cute and can turn into anything it wants to. My favourite Pokemon is Snorlax because it's big, squishy and sleeps a lot, just like me. Which is actually best? Oh, I know which one that one is. Yeah, I like that one more than Eevee.
Oh, but Eevee's cute.
Yeah, but Snorlax is cuter. Look at my one. Look at Squirtle. Because Squirtle has little legs and he's cute. I like Squirtle. Squirtle is the best.
There we go. Squirtle is the best. We got one more of those. If you want your problem solved, then simply email it to latenightalternative@gmail.com. latenightalternative@gmail.com. That is the way to get in touch with us for anything to do with the show.
Yes.
To do with the show. A couple of people have emailed there about the I'm not a grown-up mental health meetings I've started on Mondays. If you want to be part of that or you want to ask anything about that, it's like a really chilled, hour-long, anonymous Zoom, private Zoom meeting where we just all kind of pile in and we share for, you get 2 or 3 minutes sharing time. Just talk about how you're doing. There's another 3 of those coming up. Mondays at 1 o'clock, and if you email I'm not a grown up at gmail.com. That VPN code doesn't work.
What the hell?
Let me have a little look. It should just be TLNA. TLNA. Apply. There you go. TLNA. I will get them. I don't know why they've put that in there.
A suggestion.
As a suggestion. Click on that link and put in TLNA. Look at that. Saving 83%. Holy jackamole. This is... We'll talk about... We're not even advertising with us yet, but...
We'll discuss it at further length next week.
Yeah. TLNA is the code. Thank you for highlighting that the link in there is an issue. I will kick some ass. I will go and kick some ass.
Yes.
Let's get some phone calls, guys. Oh, I told you about my day. I've been a bit flat today. A little bit flat today. And I nearly... Thank you. Oh, I see what you do. Thank you, Matty. That link works. All right. I got you.
That's easier.
I see what we got. Thank you. Peace and love. 60 of those.
Looks like Matty would, if we were giving out prizes, Matty would be at the head of the bomb.
But he
chart,
still did
yeah.
sponsor, not things.
Oh,
we did. But let's just say, if we sell 60 of those, we got both our mortgages covered and a Domino's delivery.
Right.
With one gig, which is unusual for us. If you want to advertise with us, it's cheap. I felt really flat today, and I was gonna get up late. I think I phoned you and said I'm gonna stay in bed all day. Then I got up because I really wanted a coffee because I bought some fresh coffee, so I wanted to do the plunge. I really fancied some coffee. I had to feed the cats. Jenna says I believe Pete isn't in the chat as he's on his own barge when we come up to the locks. Can you shout when we see Pete, please? Thank you. And felt flat. So what did I do? I know I went to a lunchtime meeting. Or I texted someone who's been helping me out with like recovery and stuff. And I said, oh, just feeling a bit flat. The pink cloud seems to have disappeared.
What's the pink cloud for people
who
are not familiar?
The pink cloud is like when you get sober or clean from drugs and you're like, oh, yes! This is living. I want to read. I want to walk. I'm going to go to the gym. I want to make love. I'm going to start a course. And then that pink cloud does not last forever. Here comes Pete.
Oh, let's give him a honk. We haven't got a honk. I'll give him...
Pete. Look at your head, Catherine. Pete.
Didn't see us.
So I went to a physical meeting, a face-to-face meeting, which is great because I missed one on Sunday. The one on Sunday and Monday I was going to go to were closed. So I did that. Made a phone call to someone in recovery and they're probably not going to be my sponsors. That's the third person I've asked, but that's the way it goes. Mm-hmm. That's the way it goes and they're all over things are
one
great.
One step closer to the right one.
Then I just came back and I slept for like 3 hours. I'm so tired. Yeah. And I remember I was sleeping last night and I was waking up thinking, I'm so tired. I wonder if this is COVID. I'm going to get a corona test. And it isn't. And I woke up thinking, it's crazy. But not you, Pete, the other one. Sorry, mate. So I've just been flat as fudge, man. Mm. Really flat. And I got college tomorrow. Thursdays are tricky because I've got college and then I got to pick up the boys and it comes.
Oh, the lock.
Oh. Here we go.
I love this, don't you? Science, innit?
Now, here's the thing. You're spooky pocket. Your Twitch account. Your spooky pocket. This is the Grand Uni Club. Lots of people seem to be struggling this week, even more than usual. I wonder if, Joe, if it is the 100,000. The absolute, you know, we don't want to get too... 100,000 is a big thing. Hello, thank you, mate.
Thank you.
The absolute inability of, you know, the fact that it's proven... that our leaders are inadequate, we deserve better. There's that. You know, Christmas was a month ago. I don't know what it is, but I feel flat as fudge. I'm not going to have a drink or take drugs on it today. Yes, that's not...
You have expended a lot of psychic energy recently.
I've been doing a lot of seances and exorcisms.
Ectoplasms.
But yeah, there's stuff going on. We're doing 4 hours a night. I'm cutting down my meds. It's like week two or three now. Hazy had it. It felt absolutely drained last week. Proper brain fog.
Yeah.
I had a real sense in my therapy yesterday of it was overwhelming that almost anything is possible. Right, I said to my therapist, it feels like I've come out of this box of my own making. Right, I've often defined. This is going to not make any sense really, but I haven't quite got the language for it. But I've defined myself for the last 25 years by my job. I'm a TV presenter. I am a radio presenter. That's it, right? And now I don't really have a job. This is my job, but it's hard for me to consider it a job. So I don't say, oh, I'm a streamer. You know, I don't say that. So I don't have that thing to link, you know, to kind of link to. There's kind of, we're not sinking. We're on a lock. We're on a bus. Going to rehab for a few days and having time to think about, actually, there is talk about maybe this ending in July. I kind of said to Catherine, when a year of this is done, I'm warning you now with peace and love, that when this is done, I would like to stop doing this. I was like 100% then. Now I'm like 80%. Because it's been highlighted to me, it's exactly what the captain of sinking ship said. It's been highlighted to me by my bank statement, actually, that if I didn't have this, I would be fucked quite quickly. This doesn't cover the bills; it covers some of the bills, but it means I'm only kind of dipping into my savings every month, as opposed to putting the hand right in and pulling out. Hey, Amy, lovely to see you.
Don't start smoking now.
Sorry.
Put that out.
But then I had this feeling, this revelation that I could do anything.
Yeah.
Right? I was thinking the other day, there's nothing stopping me applying for a job that isn't in broadcasting. Qualifications and experience to one side. There is nothing stopping me. If I could think of a job that I would like to do, I could apply for a job. The only thing that's stopping me is my limited outlook at life.
Oh.
Are these bastards pushing in our way? Oi! 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 Oi!
That looks a lot like Pete. Is that Pete's barge?
Pete, we were here first, you bellend.
They call it a barge, but it's not because of that. Yeah.
Are you thinking of the counselling in? I'm on the counselling course. I'm loving it. I also thought I could do another course if I wanted. I did a lecture the other day. That I paid a tenner for. It was pay what you feel is right. I thought tenner for a 3-hour lecture seems all right. And I did that. I thought I could do more of those things. I got a lot out of that, and it doesn't have to be related to the course I'm studying.
Exactly. It's about feeding your soul.
Yeah.
Stimulating your mind.
Anyway, so that doesn't make any sense whatsoever. But there's all these thoughts kind of spinning around in my head.
We've got nothing but time at the moment, have we?
Amy says, write a show and pitch and get it out there. I'm done. I'm done with shows. Certainly done with TV. I mean, I did say to my agent yesterday, look, if any kind of cover shifts come up at a local BBC radio station, I'd do it, and I'd do their show they wanted. I wouldn't go in all guns a blazing and do this.
Trouble is, no one's going anywhere.
No one is going anywhere. It clashes. What would be your ideal job, Donna? I don't know. My ideal job was, for a brief period, the talk radio show, until I realised it was a con and they weren't promoting us, and we were building something when everyone else, after we'd finished, was coming and smashing down what we'd done. It took me two years to realise that, why are we making no progress? Oh, because everybody else is just, every time we build a little bit of a wall, they come and knock it down and we have to start again. Mm. Just clicked.
Yeah, that was sad, that realisation, wasn't it?
Knifeful says, I've been feeling very drained and down these last few days. This has been going on too long. How long has this been going on?
Yeah,
too long. I would kill someone to hear you guys tackling Bezic's regulars for a week. I listen to Alan Bezic's show, and I do think I would love that. I would love that gig. I would love it. And our friend Darren, where can I remember? Darren Adam? Daryl.
Morris.
Darren Adam's another radio presenter. Who's Darren? Oh, Darren Adam.
Yeah, we used to sometimes listen to him on the way back from tour.
Dollars. No, Daryl Morris. Sorry, Daryl, I do apologise. I heard him do it, and he was great. Mm. He was great. But there was part of me thinking, I wish. Oh, I would love to just roll up my sleeves and get... I've learnt new skills since I last did a proper phoning show. I would love to get my hands on those people. I would love it. But
there was a guy we heard on the radio the other day that said that he was in a relationship with Jenny Garth from Beverly Hills 90210.
Oh yeah, I mean it was bonkers, but it was.
Oh, you don't think they were really? She
I
want to
play it, but
he's obviously
no, mentally
not right,
ill.
Is he?
But it was funny. Those calls can be funny.
Yeah.
Let's play it. No, I won't.
What else? What was the other one that we heard the other night? There were people that just ring up for a row. And it's kind of reassuring to know that it wasn't just us that happened to.
Yeah.
People would come on halfway through an argument. You know, sometimes when I was a kid, you know, I'm talking sort of 18 or something, I used to go downstairs and I'd have a conversation with my mum that I'd already started in my head. And so I'd be furious already. That kind of vibe. Yeah. But it's grown older men for the most part, isn't it? Although some of the women quite touchy as well.
0203-286-6370. 0203-286. I know some of you say you can't see that if I've got my hat on. Well, that's just tough shit. It's really.
Just listen.
0203-286-6370. Would you go back to B-Jams? No, because it doesn't exist. It's Iceland's. So we've got 700 viewers. That's bad for this. I made a terrible mistake changing the name.
Okay, well, this is day two. And that's the second time you've said it.
It's less than yesterday.
Okay. We could change it back.
I'll change you back in a minute. But I was inspired by the Beastie Boys. What's the Beastie Boys documentary live show thing? It's really interesting, right? So they did License to Ill, right? With We Gotta Fight for Your Right to Party. Right? And it was like a big pop hit, right? And it was kind of their She Loves You, right? It was like a big pop hit, right? And but it had been kind of made by Rick Rubin and sort of taken. They came back and the record had been done, and they're going on this big pop tour with the giant inflatable dick and pouring beer everywhere and a sexy lady in a cage and all of that stuff. And they found themselves repeating it and repeating it and repeating it and hating it, resenting it.
Yeah.
And it was massive. You know, they're playing arenas and stuff. And then they got tired of it and they said, we don't want to do that anymore. We want to make a record that it's a great record, but we want to make a record that we're really proud of.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of Rick Rubin and the record label, Def Jam, went, no. We made you. We want License to Ill 2.
Yeah.
And we made you. We made that record. You're kind of like a manufactured thing. And they went, whoa. So they left Def Jam and they went to Capitol Records, who also thought they were kind of one-hit wonders, silly pop rap band, not a real rap band. They said, no, let's make this record. And they made the album Paul's Boutique, right? And I'm going to listen to it. It's not really my kind of music, actually, but I like them.
Mm-hmm.
But this Paul's Boutique is hailed as a masterpiece of the genre, right? As a classic. And this show is your Paul's Boutique. Oh, Joe, thank you. Because it flopped miserably.
Right.
Is that what you're saying? It flopped miserably. They came out and they're going, this is going to be the great, this is great. And apparently it is a great record, right? And it came out and it was just, no one was interested. No one cared. They'd moved on. It wasn't Fight for Your Right to Party. So no, who cares? And it flopped miserably. And they had a real moment. It's such an interesting story. I'm going to read that book. I'm going to get the audio book. And they were at a point where they could have just split up and gone, ah, fuck it, we did it. Because one of them had another band, one was making movies, one was taking a lot of drugs. They could have gone off and done that, right, and been very, very happy and moderately successful careers. And they got a new manager because for a joke, they ditched their manager and they said, we thought it'd be funny to get the same guy that managed Kenny Rogers and Lionel Richie. We thought it'd be a joke. Well, here's our advice to you. Don't make big business deals because you think it's funny. It doesn't work. So then they got this new manager who said, you're brilliant. You can have back everything you wanted, everything that you had, and you can be in control of it. But you've got to start from the bottom again. And it was incredible. They then went and did like club tours where they're playing to 200 people. And they've been selling out arenas. But to get back, they went back to playing clubs to 200, 500, 600 people, and relearning their craft. And they said, we worked fucking hard to get back up, to learn our craft, to sell our music, to get back up, to get back up, to get back up. Maybe this is our Paul's Boutique tour.
Yeah, how about that? How about that for your mind, bone?
I'm just getting... Ah, shit.
What?
We might have to change course because apparently there is a storm on its way.
What?
It's about an hour and a half out. That's fine. I think we can...
We can always change tack.
I think we should move because there's a storm coming. So we need to...
Let's plot a new course.
We need to go somewhere else. I know. Let's go. Here we go.
Back. Oh, nice. That's better. This looks so much better.
0203-286-6370. Where can I watch this documentary?
I found it on a hokey website.
Google
it. Hello, caller. You're through to Paul's Boutique.
Hello, Ian. Hello, Captain.
Hello.
Hi, I phoned last week. I've got a... my name's Michael, and I've got a kilt shop. We were chatting last week.
Kilt shop and, Michael!
Yes!
Hey, that one. And basically, off the back of being...
Oh, hang on a second. Sorry. Oh, hang on.
Turn his mic down a bit.
Hang on a minute. There we go. Yeah, there you go. Actually.
Cheers. So, yeah, off the back of being on last week, you got me a customer.
Shut the front door. Advertising works with us when you're not even advertising with us. That is exactly. Brilliant, man.
So hang on. Someone,
it's Michael, wasn't it?
Yes, someone watching our stream, hearing us talking to you, thought, I need a kilt.
Yes.
The very
exactly.
thing.
Yeah, that's brilliant,
exactly.
man.
Exactly. So that's cool. But here's, I've got a question for you. So he's a fellow listener, obviously. His first name is Danton, so I hope he's not annoyed that I've mentioned him. But the question I've got for you is, because he's a fellow watcher or stroke sort of listener, blah, 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 do we give him a discount?
No, fuck him.
Yeah!
That's the official line, is it?
Yeah, because I guarantee that the question... Well, actually, no, I don't guarantee, but the question, I'm sure, will arise. So now I've got official authority.
My sister says, charge him extra.
Hey, very good. Thank you very much. Right, that's all I've got. Thanks
for that. Well, hang on a second. It worked once. Let's see if we can get that trick to work again. Tell us about your kilt business, please.
So... we are A1 Kilt Hire, and we deliver UK-wide. We'll deliver your outfits and collect them. And also, we have the lowest hire cost in the whole of the UK. So, yeah, come to us. It's A1 Kilt Hire.
What did you just say? Did you say come to us?
No!
Did you say come to us?
Did I say what, sorry?
Can someone clip it? I'm sure he said, so come to us.
Come to us.
Come to us.
Okay, can we clip
You've
that?
You've got a sense of mind, Admiral.
I am putting the link for a1kilthire.co.uk into the chat. Get some kilt. We'll have a kilt. We'll have
cheers.
A kilt special.
You know what? I tell you what we'll do next year on Burns Night or something. If you're, I don't know if you're, if you still, if you wanted it, but we could send you an outfit. You could wear it on Burns Night, or I don't know, blah blah blah.
I've said to you, Michael, what I said to you 30 seconds ago. Nah, fuck it.
Fair enough.
We'll do
Fair
it.
Enough.
We'll do something. We'll do something. We'd love to. Thank you, man. Well done. That's brilliant news.
Oh, yes.
A1kilthire.co.uk. Advertising works with us. He's not even advertising with us.
I've been listening to a Rabbit Hole production. Boing!
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.